kindness and blessing you provide to me daily. I am just so grateful for all your blessings in my life, Lord. I pray that you remind me of just how blessed I am, and that you never allow me to forget to show my gratitude and pray, and return in kind act to others. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family, friends of St. Sebastian, and those who are joining us here this morning. It is always good to give thanks. Amen.
Amen.
As I prepare this sermon this week, I thought about the belief in the transition we would see in the face of Jesus, and how often do we encounter the face of Jesus. And it took me back to a story, and I may have mentioned it to you, the church. About 5 years back, I was in my second year of seminary. And I was at the Church of the Transfiguration in New York City. And my wife and I had just drove from Brooklyn to Manhattan. We normally got there early because we would like to normally go and sit and have coffee before Mass. But this morning, it was raining and raining. As we would normally say, it was raining cats and dogs. We had parked our car. We looked well. We got out of our car, and my wife said to me, "Honey, we have forgotten our umbrella." And in the same instance, sitting with all his bags, there's a homeless man sitting on the sidewalk, which is now his home. And without a thought, he said, "You can have mine." And that was a morning where we are into the second year of seminary, and the challenge of, is this really my calling? Is this really what I want to do? Is this what I should put my family through? You have that doubt in your mind, but when that homeless man said, "You can have mine," I said his umbrella was his roof, his house. And he was willing to give his house up to someone who didn't look like they needed. And I said then, there was the face of Jesus telling me, believe and trust. Have faith. As I said to you last week in our challenge, how do we increase our faith? Today we get an exact chance to see faith and how it really works. Putting the scene together of today's gospel, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered the village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When we put this encounter into perspective, and you understand the geographic location where Jesus was, the lepers approached him were both Jews and Samaritans. And he noted he was going through Samaria and Galilee on his way to Jerusalem. Samaria was the home of the 10th of the Jewish tribes, those who were intermarried and were never again taught to be pure. It is what we would call contaminated. The Jews in Jerusalem, as you know, were considered those who were pure and perfect. In normal circumstances, Jews and Samaritans never got together. They all were like, what is it called? Oil and water, if you've heard that before? But the leprosy brought these 10, what I call, misfits together because their plight was the same as we say, birds of a feather flock together. Sometimes we find where there's a common bond among us. And it may be story morning, but I go back to college where I was at Brooklyn College, which it was a predominantly Jewish school. And the student government gave the funds out, and there would be a student government body. They had the Jewish organization. In those days, they had the black organization, and they had the Italians. But the Jewish organization was so strong, they always won the student government. So they controlled all the money and whatever was would go on. The Italians and the African-Americans then were settled with what was less. But You would never believe the Italians and the African Americans came up with a plan. They joined together and figured, well, that we can't win by ourselves. Let us come together, and their stronger numbers, they're two rather than one. Yes, did we win the election? Yes, we did. And it's sometimes how we find a way to bond together for the right purposes. Today, the lepers were all misfits together, hoping and praying of some form of healing. That's when Jesus appeared, and they used the word master. And when we use the word master, we speak in authority. Master this, master that. When you call someone master, it carries a little more authoritative note than you say, sir, master. But important, you saw the lepers kept their distance and they called out. Understanding God's mercy, there's no barriers for God's mercy. Jesus, master, have mercy on us. This is our acclamation to know that although there were lepers, which is one of the most dreaded diseases in those times, God's mercy was for everyone, just not for you and just not for me, even the homeless who was willing to give me his umbrella. We know that leprosy disease was a deadly one. They had to ring a bell to let them know they were unclean. But Jesus, knowing their plight from a distance, he said, and hear their response, go and show yourself to the priest. In those days, the priest, as you remember in the book of Leviticus chapter 13, tell you the role of the priest who was in charge to let you know where skin diseases and the illness. Only the priest could give you the clearance that you were healed. But on their way and through their obedience, they found out that they were healed. And one turned back, and it's important that the message tells us, the one turned back was the Samaritan. What I always tell you, the least among us. He was the least among us because he knew how the community would have looked at him. He was an outcast, but he still receives God's favor. So my brothers and sisters, today, if any of you are thinking that you are an outcast, God's favor is still sufficient and will be here for you now and always to the end. It is his faith that showed him the strength and the obedience that gave him the outcome. If you go back and you heard it in our reflection, the Syrian commander Naaman, who fussed because his servant had told him the one person that could heal his leprosy, he should see the prophet Elisha. But because of his status, when he got to Elisha's house, Elisha did not even come out. Elisha sent a message and tell Naaman, go and dip 7 times in the Jordan. Oh, how pissed Naaman was. Because he felt, because of his status, how dare the prophet not even come out and acknowledge him and said to him, go dip in the dirty pool 7 times. But the key here was in Naaman's fussing. His servant, again, a humble person, said to him, Master, if he had said something to you a lot more difficult or extravagant, you would have done it. And Naaman said, yes. He says, well, why is it so hard for you to go and dip in the pool 7 times? Then he listened. Dipped in the pool 7 times, and his skin was as pure and his leprosy had left him. It's his faith. That is the important part, is our faith. And sometimes there is someone who you will meet will say something to you, and yes, God has put them in that place to say something to you or even give you a simple message that you will say to yourself, why? Have you ever been in a place where you're just going around and something is frustrating you and a stranger comes up and tells you something and you go, really? Well, I am. But that's God. God does not just send this supernatural, this great person all the time. I remember the movie Lethal Weapon, and I don't know if you remember when there was the marriage, and I always forget his name. He was getting married, and he didn't sure he was getting, he wanted to marry because his ex-wife had died in a tragic accident. And he was struggling because the lady he was now meeting, Mel Gibson, they know the count. Mel Gibson was going to he was going to have a baby. The wife wanted to be married, and he didn't know if he really wanted to do it. So he goes to his wife's grave. And while he's at the grave, trying to get a message from her, Joe Pesci comes with a silly story, at least a story that became silly about a little frog. And then Mel Gibson got the message that his wife was telling him it's okay to go on with his life. And then he said to himself, God, of all people, will you send Joe Pesci? And I say that to say to you, my brothers, our faith is important, and we have to trust in God. Yes, the Samaritan came back and gave thanks. But let us not forget to be like the Samaritan. When we get on our knees and pray and give thanks for God's mercy, we ask for healing of all kinds of ourselves, friends, and our family. Remember to give thanks. Because sometimes in our excitement of having a resolution of something that was either troubling us or bothering us or we are healed, we forget just to stop and say, Lord, I thank you. His mercy is everlasting and always true. It is our faith that allows us the strength to receive great gratitude. Gratitude is not just for ourselves, but gratitude to others along our life's journey. Gratitude is not just for ourselves, but gratitude to others along life's journey. Go do something wonderful today. God bless you.